الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله من على عباده الذين اصطفى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار قال ذلك الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's given us the opportunity to witness another Jummah. Sometimes the Jummahs come so often that we lose sight of their significance. But this is the Eid of the day of the week. And in it is an hour or a time when dua is accepted. But the topic of discussion today is the relationship between the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in general. And it's a very vast topic to cover, and a very difficult topic sometimes to cover, because it's very difficult for someone ordinary to put in place that existed between Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And understand, whenever Nabi alayhi salam spoke of his Sahaba, he did not make a distinction except in a few instances. This is Ahlul Bayt. Otherwise, he spoke of their favors of Allah upon them in general. So there was no distinction. So if we understand from the beginning, we have to rewind again. And the relationship began when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nabi alayhi salam that you make hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, a land that was foreign to them and different people. And when they came there, these people, the Ansar of Medina, accepted them not as visitors, not as refugees, others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His own grace and mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We put the love between their hearts. This was not something that was founded out of, sometimes we have relationships in this world. Sometimes it starts there where, you know, I need something from you, so I'll greet you very politely. And sometimes I know your status in society, so, you know, deep salam. And if you know nobody, then the salam is, you know, just a cursory. It wasn't at that level. It wasn't even the level where maybe you feel sorry for somebody, where you feel now I need to give, you know, I need to help this person. He's from another country and he has come to my place and perhaps I should assist him because it is my duty as a Muslim. This was a bond of love. And that bond of love was based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even told Nabi alayhi salam that had you spent ma anfaqta ma fil ardi jami'an, everything in the world, in other words, every resource possible, not spend in the sense of only spend wealth, had you spent every resource available to you, you would not have been able to unite their hearts. Because when Nabi alayhi salam came to Medina Munawwara, waging war between the Aus and the Khazraj, a war where they were going to kill one another, a war where they regarded one another as the worst kind of people. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in their hearts this magic of love, then those very people who were going to kill one another, they became brothers. They became close brothers. To what extent is for one another? And this is what we have to understand, that just as they loved Nabi alayhi salam, they would love his family also. Because love is a thing that's kind of contagious. When you love somebody, you love your children. So naturally your grandchildren, you love them too. You love your brother, you love his children too. So it just becomes like that. It's contagious. It becomes that the person you love, those that are close to him also become your beloved. Even the things that are close to that person become beloved. And we take example from the life of Majnu. Majnu was hopelessly in love with Layla. Hopelessly besotted with her love. And he would walk in the streets and he would touch this wall and he would touch the walls. And people would say he was madly in love. His name was Qais. And they say, people, what are you doing? Why are you touching this wall and that wall? And what's wrong with you? And he said, just perhaps, not certainly, just perhaps, my Layla touched this wall. Hey, you think the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had less love than that for Nabi alayhi salam? I share with you one, two examples of salam. And then you'll appreciate that the love they had for Nabi alayhi salam spread to his family also. Talha bin Bara radiallahu anhu, sahabi, young sahabi, he comes and he meets Nabi alayhi salam for the first time and he kisses his hand and he kisses his forehead, overwhelmed with the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he's sitting there and he said, only of Allah, Islam, command me. And Nabi alayhi salam tells him, go and kill your father. I dare any one of us to digest that command. We struggle when somebody, now would learned ulama tell us this is sunnah, then we debate it. He stood up, he already drew his sword and he was walking out of the masjid. Nabi alayhi salam called him back.
He called him back, he said, sit down. We have not been commanded, but I just want to demonstrate, not for him, but for me and you, that what existed between the love, that for the love of my Nabi alayhi salam, I will go and kill my father. A short while later, Talha bin Bara radiallahu anhu, on his deathbed, Nabi alayhi salam said, call me when he passes away. When he passed away, it was late at night. He told Sahaba radiallahu anhu, he said, please don't call the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I fear it. He was buried when Nabi alayhi salam went the next morning and he prayed at the side of his grave. And then he made dua and he said, O Allah, when you meet him, then you smile at him, and Allah make him that he smiles at you, because he loved Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the love. That was the love that they had. Whatever Nabi alayhi salam commanded them to do, it was not indiscreet or inappropriate, or whether it was valid or invalid. The fact that my Nabi alayhi salam commanded me, I will do it. So that same love transcended and it went between them. Because we were all connected. Why? What linked Aws and Khazraj? What linked the Muhajirin and the Ansar? Only one thing. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nothing else. No, there were disparity in their social ranking. Some were slaves. Some were what you would call princes of that time. Some were wealthy. Some were in abject poverty. But the one thing that linked them was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so they loved one another. And they loved the Ahlul Bayt intensely. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when he's deciding on, when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he was deciding on how much, and he gives Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussain radiallahu anhuma more than what he gives his own son, Abdullah ibn Umar. Abdullah comes to him and says, my father, we like at the same rank. Why you give them more? He said, their father is better than your father. Their father, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, is better than your father. They love that. Please understand who this man is. That the kuffar would tremble when they heard Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's name was mentioned. Shaitan would take pains to cross the road to go to the other side because Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is coming. He's standing on the minbar. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu walks in little, he's still young. And he looks and he sees this person. And he says, you get off. The other child says, get off. You're standing on my nana's mimbar. You're standing on my nana's mimbar. On the mimbar of Nabi alayhi salam. That one, Yasin, he knew that this was his nana's. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, who commanded him to say that? He knew a child doesn't say that. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, nobody commanded him to say it, but I'll sort him out. I will punish him for this. He says, you will never punish him. You will never alayhi salam on my account. Because who? Because he was linked to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And like that, you can quote incident after incident where Sahaba radiallahu anhum gave preference to those who were closely related to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam over their own families, over their own lives. They gave preference to anything. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, all the Sahaba noted that when Nabi alayhi salam sat, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on his right, Umar radiallahu anhu on his left, Osman Ghani radiallahu anhu in front. But when Abbas radiallahu anhu walked in, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got up and he moved. He said, this is your place. Why? Because you are the uncle of Nabi alayhi salam, and Nabi alayhi salam has great love for you. So you are more deserving of this place than I am. Occasion. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu was getting onto his horse. And he was recognized. He was the poet of the time. He was one of the ulama. He was one of the senior sahaba radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu runs and he holds the stirrup so that Zayd bin Thabit can get onto his horse easier. With like shock. He said, don't do that. O cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't do that. He says, this is the way Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, this is the way we were taught to honor our ulama. And that is a point and a lesson for so many people, for us. Hazrat Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu gets off. He says, give me your hand. And he gives him his hand. And he kisses the hand of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. We were taught to honor the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What love, what interaction was between them? How much was there that they were prepared to forego anything for their Nabi, and as a consequence of that, for his family? On one occasion, Hazrat Hasan radhiyallahu anhu comes into the masjid and all the sahaba, and they greet him. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radhiyallahu anhuma, he doesn't answer, he doesn't greet. As he leaves, he says, Assalamu alayka wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the sahaba looked, they say, when he was here, why didn't you greet him? He says, since we had that little dispute at the Battle of Jamal, since then I feel shy to go and greet Hassan, because he was on the one. So there were disputes. We have in your marriage, you can say you love your wife dearly, but you can't tell me there wasn't an occasion that you didn't have a dispute. You can't tell me that between brothers there wasn't a time that we didn't have, you know, we came to, when you were young, did all the physical stuff. But eventually that love prevails and you stand together and we're still brothers, we're still husband and wife. So there were disputes. And this was one of them. So, Shu'bah bin Mughira radiallahu anhu, he says, no, this is not acceptable. Come with me and we go. He says, have you got anything in your heart against him? He says, I take qasam by Allah that walking on the face right now, there is no one on the face of this earth right now, there is no one superior to Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, then come. So he takes him in front of us and he says, because of what happened. So Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu says, but tell me, why did you fight on the opposite side? Why did you fight? He says, shall I tell you? He says, please tell me. He says, when I just became and I came into Deenul Islam, then I was a young man and I was full of what we call Josh. So I used to fast every day. Every day I used to fast. And he said, it's affecting me. And also it is not in keeping with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to fast every day. So I came, he brought me in front of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, he said, you fast some days and you leave some days and listen to your father. He said, on that command of Nabi alayhi salam, when my father said, come and fight on our side, I was obligated because of the command of your grandfather that I had to fight on that side, the sword against you. So the love, the muhabbat that existed between them was beyond understanding. From two nations, the Aus and Khazraj, who were at war, from foreigners who came to their country, muhajirin, who we would call refugees, they didn't just open their hearts and say, we will give you comfort. They opened their hearts and they said, you are our brothers. My house, split it in half, half is yours. Take my wealth, split it in half, half is yours. And that relationship remained forever and ever. And these are the people, these are the only group of people where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, radiyallahu anhum, that Allah is happy with all of them. No exception. Allah that accepts so and so and so and so and so and so. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ, it is because of love, your love for me, for Nabi alayhi salam, that you love my sahaba. Not because of anything else. Not because they were great. Not because they were conquerors. Not because they were pious. But just because we love Nabi alayhi salam en masse, and we will love his family, and we will love his children, and we will love them without restriction. And for those sometimes who wish to raise objections to it, I shudder to ever raise an objection
to a companion of Nabi alayhi salam, or to any of the family of Nabi alayhi salam, what word will I have before Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who are you to be displeased with them? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding that the Sahaba were not an ordinary group of people. Just as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was chosen by Allah, he was chosen from the entire mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose his companions one by one by one, and he said, these are your companions. They came and then they left. They were not the accepted ones. But those who lived with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and died on that kalima, they will be with Nabi alayhi salam. Our hope is that Allah ta'ala connects us to them and connects us to Nabi alayhi salam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أحسن الجزاء. To Maulana Dr. Sulaiman Saab, Alhamdulillah, Maulana has come all the way from Lodium, and those beautiful advices that he has rendered to us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill the love of Sahaba in our hearts, inshallah, and those whom Allah and His Nabi love, inshallah, let us follow suit and love them, in that lies our salvation, and in that forms a very integral part of our iman. It forms a very integral part of our iman. We say once again, Jazakallah to Maulana. And Maulana says, knowledge has no barrier. Knowledge has no barrier. Alhamdulillah, over and above being a medical doctor, Maulana had pursued the ilmi knowledge as well, and he became an alim abroad, coming back and serving his community in Lodium and doing much other social and welfare work, inshallah. We make dua that Allah accept his efforts, inshallah, and continue to use him as a means and benefit of the ummah at large, inshallah. Also, Maulana will be, inshallah, conducting a ladies' program this afternoon, especially at the basement of the madrasa between 3 and 4 p.m., between 3 and 4 p.m. this afternoon, inshallah. The ladies at the basement of the madrasa, inshallah, let us encourage our mothers and sisters and let them understand who are their true role models. Today everybody is looking to follow somebody. Let our mothers and sisters also not deprive themselves of who were the true role models of the ummah, inshallah. So this program will take place this afternoon. Today's Jum'ah collection, inshallah, will be for the West brothers are away, inshallah, that they are pursuing, inshallah, a property with the vision and the mission to inshallah, one day establish a masjid. Initially, it will be a musalla. Thereafter, inshallah, Allah make it happen that a masjid be built there, inshallah. So today's collection will be towards that noble cause. Who knows, inshallah, in many years to come, might we will be around, might we will not be around. But inshallah, our little contribution towards that could be a akhirah, inshallah. And whatever good emanates from there, inshallah, till the day of Qiyamah, Allah will give us a share of that good as well. So inshallah, let us open our hearts and our wallets to this noble cause as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah.